Job chapter 19. A few years ago, visiting a famous cemetery, one of our children took us to the grave of the infamous Tiburcia Dominguez. She survived her husband, and when he died, she had his statue built, sitting facing the south. Her last wishes were that they would make a statue of her and place it back to back with his statue facing north, turning her back for all eternity, and thus expressing her anger with her husband, to whom she did not speak for the last 20 years of her husband's life. Although Job feels abandonment by his servants, his friends, his wife, and the rest of his relatives, his anger does not reach this extreme. On the contrary, Job leaves me words of hope that I always wanted to be written on my grave, so that those who may pass by read it, and it may know, and may know that even if the remains of my body are buried there, I will be seeing my Redeemer face to face. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last, and after my body has deceased, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed at the thought. Even more important than your tombstone is your personal knowledge of Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have never done so, tell him, "Dear Jesus, I repent of my sins. I come to you. Forgive me, save me, and come into my heart. I want you to be my Savior and my Lord, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story, saved by grace."